Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Maveis. A couple lines up for the bottom, Rava Amar we will start with, but just one Hosafa from yesterday that I did not get a chance to do. Yesterday we brought the Machlokas Tanoim from the Mishnah in Shkalim. We're talking about when the bread, the Shteil Lechem, is brought by itself. What's the halacha? Is it eaten or not on a daraisa level? So we had a machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Rabbah said that on the fifth wide line, la'achila asyin mi daraisa, it should be eaten. But gzeira, that the following year you might actually have kvasim, but one might get confused and say, well, last year I was able to eat the breads without the kvasim, so too here. So gzeira d'rabana, what is not allowed to eat the breads? That was Rabbah. On a daraisa level, it's mutter, but mi d'rabana, we say it's asr. Rav Yosef said the opposite. Rav Yosef says, really, mi daraisa, it should be nisraf. Why? Because ain't surf and cut should be yantav. That was the machlokas that we had interpreting the shita that said, even if you bring the breads by itself, Rabbi Akiva, what would be the halacha. So we're going to get to Rava, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes as well. But Rava's Raya, that La'achila Asyin, was the Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim. How do I know? Because the Mishnah in Shkalim has a machlokas between Ben Bukhri and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What is the halacha of Kohanim and the Machzaz HaShekel? Ben Bukhri said that a Kohen is not chayev to participate in the Machzaz HaShekel. If he does, okay, he's not sinning. But he does not have to participate in the Machzaz HaShekel. Why? Because he is not included. He wasn't nifkad in the same way as the rest of Klal Yisrael. Rashi, Kohanim lo nifkadu. So therefore, they are not included in the Machzaz HaShekel. Tosfos earlier on Daf Chaf Aleph said maybe this applies to Kohanim and Levim. Not just Kohanim, but Levim as well. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Ramban is not so convinced of that in Parshas Kisisa. What about other Pturim? So we know Kohanim is a Machlokas Tanoim. What about Levim? What about women? So, says Rabbi Akiva Eger in a Tshuva, in Madura Kama Simen Tes, he says, the context is davening. Says the Rabbi Akiva Eger, do women have to daven Musaf? That's his question. So, according to many poskim, we'll start with the beginning. The Magen Avraham, not the beginning, but going back a little further. Magen Avraham holds that women, why women don't daven the standard tefillos. He says, well, once they say Eza Bakasha, Samach Lekima, once they say a little bit of a tefillah in the morning, so they're kind of Yotze. So that's the Magen Avraham Pshita, the Yotze with Moda'ani, the Yotze with a couple of Bakashas in the morning. That's the day. But again, others say that maybe that's not correct, because the structure that the Rambam says for tefillah is shevach bakasha hoda'a, that's ma'akev, even if the other details of tefillah are not ma'akev. So that's not good enough just to say eza bakasha, samach lamoda'ani. So we may have to daven, let's say shachris, mincha, according to the Mishnah Berurah. But what about, more than that, what about Musaf? That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's tshuva, where he says, lechora, Nira, the Nashim Peturas Bitfilas Musaf. I think women are Peturas from Musaf. Why? Kiva, the Nashim Lohayu Shoklos. Elam, Chelik, Bukarban, Sibur. Musaf is not Rachami, like the other Tfilas are. The Gemara in Bracha says that all the other Tfilas are Rachami, and that's why women are obligated. But Musaf is not Rachami. Musaf is Keneged, the Karban Musaf, Shel Sibur. And that comes from the Machzaz HaShekel. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, because women do not participate in the Machzaz HaShekel, so that's why they don't have to daven Musaf, and he says, V'chein, Mashma, B'chuvas, B'samim Rosh. So too in the tshuvas of the Besamim Rosh, the whole controversy, who was the Besamim Rosh, people thought it was the Rosh, and then it came out that it was really a fake, someone much later. But either way, Rabbi Akiva Eger says it. Rabbi Akiva Eger says it in Simon test. Good. What's the kasha on the Rabbi Akiva Eger that many Achronim ask? So anyone who did not participate in the Machzaz HaShekel is Pater from Musaf. So what about the Kohanim? What about our Mishnah? Right, Kohanim don't have to get Machzaz HaShekel. According to Ben Bukhri, the Kohanim are pater for Machzaz HaShekel. They don't have to daven Musaf? Right, is that what you're going to say? Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Khanan, in the Be'er Yitzchak, in our Chaim Simon Chaf, Atu Kohanim Levim, Viktanim, Pechusin Biber Chaf, right, less than 20 years old. Until 20, you don't have to daven Musaf? Can leave shul after laning? right? That's Yipatu Mimusuf. V'yafta neima dektanim shayni to asolcha chiyuva. Even if you want to say, oh, ketanim are different because at least beside the mitzvah of chinuch, they're going to be chayev after age 20, so therefore so too they should daven before. And no, what about kohanim? What about levim? It must be, says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, it must be that's not dependent on shkalim. Ela al karchach muchach de'ein tfilas hamusuf talui b'shkalim klau. It must be it's not connected. Well, the context is talking about Musaf versus Mincha in terms of which comes first. But he says, I think women are obligated, and I think Kohanim are obligated. The earlier sources that talk about davening and Chiyuv Nashim do not distinguish between Musaf and the other tefillas. So, what would Rabbi Akiva answer? You have to make some type of distinction between Kohanim and Levim, if they're included, and women, right? Even if you don't participate in the Machzah Shekel, maybe there's a difference between how mufka a person is from the Machzah Shekel. Maybe the Stipler in Zvachim and Simon Dalet says maybe there's a difference between the two, between Kohanim and Levim and women, even though they're both pater from Shkalim. Deniret, the mitzvah hakrovas karbanos hatzibur, u'mitzvah Shkalim, shrein yonim ninu, the chiyuv hakrovas Carbon Sibur, Ramya al Kalat Sibur, Ubicholam, Gamma Kohanim Alavim. The Chiv to give the Carbon Sibur is Chal on all men. Even the Kohanim Alavim, even though they didn't participate in giving the money towards the Carbon Sibur, the Chiv to bring them is upon them. The Ilu Yitzuyar, Shashkalam Eina Maspikim Le Carbon Sibur, let's say you didn't have enough money collected from the Shkalim to give the Sibur. The carbon of Sibur, via Sibur diskakim likvos l'tzorach mitzvahs akarbanos, and the Sibur had to give more, efshar shebazeh hayim mechuyavim gam hakohanim alavim. It could be kohanim alavim would have to give to try to make up the difference. Da'al kol Yisrael ram yechiyav akarbanos, hakarvas karbanos achova. V'din shkalim inyanacherhu. Shkalim is a separate din, it's a separate chiyav per se, besides participating that you're going to give towards the carbon of Sibur, but there's a chiv to give, period. Even if there's going to be enough money without yours. Shafil k'sheish b'lishka mos harbe. Hamaspik l'chol karbanas hashana. Mikol makom chova al kol echad laseitz machzah shakel. Kidei shei karban tzibur mimos shalo. U'mechiv zeh paterachman ez hakonim alavim. Dein tzorach shei ha karban tzibur mimamonam. But the ikar mitzvah, they're included in it. Right? Unlike women, who aren't included in either. They're not included in the chiyuv of the machzah shekel, and they're also not obligated in making sure that the carbon is brought. And therefore, that's why they would be different, and that's why maybe Rabbi Baker would say they would be pater from Musaf. Unlike the Kohanim Levim, who are included in the carbon sibur, just not in the machzah shekel part of the carbon sibur, and therefore it would be different. And there are others, other chilukim, but either way, this is that halacha. Halacha l'maisa, what do we say about the Musaf? And women, so that's the machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Kufav the machlokas haposkim. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says they're potter. The No Debi Yehuda also says they're potter. They're allowed to, says the No Debi Yehuda. The Tzlach in the Mesechas Brachos Nav Chavav. He says, Nir Lani Yisaiti Rishus B'Yadam. They're allowed to, even according to the Mechaber. Even according to the Rambam, who says that women are not allowed to make brachas on Zman Grama, but Musaf, they are allowed to daven. Afil Dasa Rambam says the Tzlach. V'idasa Mechaber. Shenashem lo yivarcha mitzvah asei, Shazman Grama, mikol makom nirale fiyanez daiti, shemodea Mechaber, shechol mispal tefilas Musaf. Why? Because the reason is, vitzivanu. Very lo nitztavu, rakshem mekayim bos meyatzman. V'zeshayim berechaz ha-mitzvos. By tefillah, you don't say the word vitzivanu. So therefore, that's not going to be a problem, and therefore, one is allowed to daven. Okay. But that's the machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the machlokas, the tzlach and the magen giborim, whether they're chayavos or pturos, but even the tzlach says that they count, even if they would be pturos. Okay, just one of stuff from yesterday in terms of the machlokas ben Bukhri and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, let's continue now towards the bottom, Rava Amar. Rava Amar, four lines up. La achila asyid. Rava goes back and holds like Rabba. When Machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef, so now Rava says, I agree that the shtei halechem that is brought by itself, because you don't have the kifsei atzeres, so really on a daraisa level, it should be eaten. Should be able to eat it. Vigzeira mishum de Rabba. And I think it's asur de Rabbanan. But for lav mitaimei. I don't think it's for the same reason that Rabbah said. Right? Rabbah said the reason from the Mishnah in Shkalim. As we just said, the diuk from the Mishnah in Shkalim that the Kohanim would say, well, last year, right, the Mishnah in Shkalim, because the Kohanim said, well, if we're able to eat it, it must be that we don't have to participate. Because by a Minchas Kohen, it's Khalil Tiyah, and it's, totally burned on the Mizbeach. So, if they participate, so then it must be that they're going to say to themselves that they don't have to give. Okay, but Rava says that's not the reason. There's a different reason. Ella Mikra. But from a Pasuk. V'yamar Rava Mina Minala. Which Pasuk? Where do I see that the, on a Daraisa level, it should be able to be eaten? Right, that was the Mishnah Shkalim, that on a Torah level is able to be eaten. There's a Gzerah, the same Gzerah, Rava agrees with Rava, but just a different source from the Torah, why it should be able to be eaten. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, as we read yesterday, Mimosh Vosechem, Taviyu Lechem Tenufa, Vigomer Bikurim Lashem. From your Moshe Vos, you shall bring the Tenufa Bikurim Lashem. Right, so it's called Bikurim. Mikros Gedolos on, Vayikra. Ma bikurim bifnei atzman, afshdi alecha bifnei atzman. So too, just like bikurim are brought by themselves, right? The first fruits of the Shiva Saminim, bikurim are only the Shiva Saminim, just like bikurim are by themselves, so too the shdi alechem are brought by themselves. Umina, and once you have that comparison, and we compare it one step further. Ma bikurim la'achila, afshdi alechem nami la'achila. Just like bikurim are brought are eaten on a daraisa level, right? So you bring it and you eat it, you give it to the Kohanim. Av shtei alechem nami la'achila. So too the shtei alechem. So the shtei alechem, as we know, is also, one of the few karbanos that are chametz. We have the karban toda that's chametz, and we have, the shtei alechem that's also chametz. We know there's usually a separate issa daraisa of bringing, chametz in the mizbeach, right? We have the Pasuk, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yin Aleph, and Vayikra, Kol HaMincha Shei Takriv LaHashem Lo Se'aseh Chametz, Ki Kol Sa'ar V'Chol Dvash Lo Saktiru Mimenu Yishel HaShem. Right, not allowed to have yeast or any leavening agent. Except for, the Torah says, Karban Reishis Takrivuk Osam LaHashem, V'Amazbech Lo Yalo L'Rech Lichoach. Only Karban Reishis. What's Karban Reishis? That's what we're talking about here. Rashi says there, Beis Yud Beis, Ma Yesh Lahavi Minasar Min Advash. What are the only exceptions to the rule? Karban Reishis, Shtei Halechem Shel Atzeres, Haboy Min HaSa'or. The Shtei Halechem of Shavuos that we're talking about, that comes from the Sa'or, Shenomar Chametz Te'afena, Ubikurim Min HaDvash. Kimo Bikurei Te'inivit Tmarim. Right, we know Dvash in the Torah means date honey. Doesn't mean bee honey. So when it says, you're not allowed to bring Chametz and Sa'or and Dvash, so the exceptions are both of them right here. The two that are listed right here, right now, Shtei Alechem, has learned that from Bikurim. So those are the two exceptions to the rule that the Torah says. If you look at the Klei Yakar on that Pasuk discusses why Dafka those two. Why could the Shtei Alechem and the Bikurim, why are those two the only ones that could be brought from Chametz? Bir Hadvarim. Ki kol Adam yesh lo taiva lakol chemdas ha'olam hazeh. Right, we all have taivas for Gashmias. Hamachunim bedvash. Right, Gashmias is called Dvash because it's very sweet. Kimosha Dvash Batok Lachech Uribuyo Mazik. Just like honey is sweet, but too much of it is not good. Ka kol chemdos olamazeh, hemechrechiyim ribuyo mazik. So to all chemdos olamazeh, is a little bit, is okay, but too much is not okay. Vizos ha'esa ha'yutza. Shishtamish ha'am ha'adam m'muchrachos v'ha'mosar yacharim. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to use a little bit, but not too much. So, what does that mean here? Vasor, meaning, so generally you're not allowed to have dvash. You're not allowed to have chametz because it's the sor shebe isa, and it's the, it's symbolizing the too much of the gashmias. So when, which two? And he quotes the sor at the Eitz Sahara, like the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Ritzoneinu lasas besoncha, elo shesor shebe isa ma'akev. Fine. Ubeiz elu hechrechiyim l'metzias ha'adam. But you need a little bit. We need a little bit of gashmias in our life. Right, we need a little bit of Sa'or Shebi Isa, a little bit of Yetzahara, right? Like Gemara Sanhedrin, right? They try to destroy the Yetzahara for Arayos, and the world couldn't function. So Kiyim Lo Yishtamish B'tzracha V'Chrechechiyim Amchunim B'tvash Yamuz V'lo Yichyeh V'chulu. So what do you need it for? When can you use it? Ubeiz Eilu Kodmin B'zman Eleisek Katorav HaMitzvos Ki Lo Yachal T'chil HaKelach In Ki im lo yochal tchila kemach ein Torah. Avaleisa gatara reishas b'machshava u'b'mala v'chulu. And therefore, he didn't get to the answer yet. So what is symbolized by the shtei halechem and by the bikurim? He says, they cannot be used themselves. But if I temper it with shtei halechem, which is brought on Shavuos, which is the Torah, right? If I temper it with the Torah, and I sanctify all of it with the Torah, so then it is okay. Right, if the first fruit, the first dvash that I take, I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that also will remind me to always use it properly and realize that it's all part of my Avodas Hashem. So that is why Dafka, the Bikurim, which is the first going to Hashem, and the She'alechem, which is brought on Shavuos, those are the two that are safe, so to speak, to be able to have Tvash and Sa'ar. And in this line of the Gemara put them together. The Gemara learned She'alechem from Bikurim. Good. Tanur Rabbanan, we continue. Kivse Atzeres. Ein Mekachim es Halechem Ela Bishchito. Right, we alluded to this already on the yesterday's daf. The Kivse Atzeres, as we already learned in the Limudim, that even though there were many karbanas that were brought along with the Shtei Alechem, only the Kivse Atzeres, the sheep that were brought as Shlamim, as Shalmei Tzibur, they were the only ones that had the special connection to these breads, separate from all the other karbanas that were brought and that were mentioned in Pasha's Emor. Tafka, these two. So the Gemara says, at what point is the special connection created? So the shchita of the Kivsi Atzeres sanctifies the lechem with full kedusha saguf. Ketzad. So what does that mean? Meaning it has kedusha beforehand, and right? I makdish it. I makdish the flour, and it comes from the something already belonging to the base of mikdash. But that's only kedusha damim. But a makachin of the lechem with kedusha saguf only with shchita. Ketzad shachdan lishman v'zarag daman lishman. If you do what you're supposed to do, I do the shchita and the zrika lishma for the shtei alechem. So then kiddush alechem, then the lechem is niskadesh. Shachdan shelolishman v'zarak daman shelolishman lo kiddush alechem. If I do everything shelolishma, then the lechem does not become kedusha. Even if I might want to say that the carbon is kosher, as we know, shelolishma is kosher for all the Bible Moshem Chova. It doesn't count to fulfill the Chiyuv, but the Lechem is not going to be sanctified. Rashi says that in Maseches Psachim, a little bit clearer than here. Rashi says there, in Psachim, Yud Gimel on the base, where this line is mentioned, you can only sanctify the bread if you have a carbon that's called the Shtei Halech, the Kivsi Atzeres. If it's Shalol Lishma, that is kosher, but it does not count as the Kivsi Atzeres. That's why it's not going to sanctify the breads. Rashi says there, right, what's gonna sanctify the breads if these weren't called the Kivsi Atzeres? So that is why they are not sanctified in that case. What about if you have a split? Shachtan lishman v'zarak daman shelo lishman. I did the shechita properly, but not the zrika. And really, the Brisa says that those shchita is what's critical. What if you do this zrika shlo lishma? So that's a machlokas. Halechem kadosh ve'eno kadosh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says it's somewhat kadosh. Kadosh ve'eno kadosh. We'll have to see what that means. Machlokas amora what Rebbe meant. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, la'olam eino kadosh, ashe yishcho lishman, v'yizrok dam lishman. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon argues. He says, no, it's not just shchita. It's zrika as well. You need the shchita and the zrika lishma. You need them both lishma in order to sanctify the breads. And therefore, in this case, it is not kadosh. It's not like Rebbe, which says it's partially kadosh. It is not kadosh, because you didn't do the shchita and the zrika lishma. The bread is not niskadesh. There's a question in the Achronim, Lamdus. According to the Ozer of Shimon, is it that the zrika is the key and not the shchita? Right? The shchita maybe is a tnai, but the zrika is makadeshit? Or are they both Makadishit? From the language of the Gemara, it sounds like both. The simple interpretation. It's not Kadosh until you do the Shechita and the Zrika Lishma. You can read that as Shechita is a requirement, but Zrika is the real Makadish. You might read it like that. But that's a question. Whether Rav Elazar Rav Shimon needs both as requirements for the Makadesh, or just both physically, but only one is a Makadesh and one is a Tanai. So that's a machlokas, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, and Rebbe. My time at the Rebbe. What's the reason that Rebbe says it's just Shechita? Dichsiv, because it says by Nazir. Remember, we're comparing all three, these dafim, the three karbanos that are brought with breads, the Toda, the El Nazir, and the Shteil Lechem. Dichsiv, Vesha'ayel Yaseh Zevach Shlamim Lashem Al Salamatzos. So the word Zevach means Shechita, Lashon Shechita. Lameimer, the Shechita Bakatsha. That's Rebbe. So he says it by El Nazir, but we can use it by here as well. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, what does he do with that pasuk? Ya'aseh. Ya'aseh is a more inclusive word. Asher Ya'aseh, kol asiyosaf, until you do all the asiyos, including the Zrika. For Rebbe Nami Oksiv Ya'aseh, doesn't it also say Ya'aseh? So what does he do with that? So Iksiv Zevach Ya'aseh, if it says Zevach and then Ya'aseh, Kidza Ka'amrit, so then it's like what you said, it would be more inclusive, the Ya'aseh would mean even the Zrika. Hasha Dechsiv Ya'aseh Zevach, B'ma Ya'aseh B'Zvicha. So we say, no, what does the Ya'aseh mean? It means B'Zvicha, that's why only Shechita is required. So that's the source of Rebbe, and what Rav Elazar Rav Shimon does with the source. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Haksiv Zevach. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, who says you also need Zrika, but doesn't he also say, what does he do with the pasuk of Zevach, which seems to focus on the Shechita? What do you mean he also says Zrika? Hahumi boy lelikad Rav Yochanan. Tam Rav Yochanan, hakamodim shetzorach shei lechem b'shas Shechita. The lechem still has to be existent at the time of the Shechita. Right, it's not niskadesh until the Zrika, but it has to be existed at the time of the Shechita. Right, so that line also, related to the question we just asked before, it has to exist by the Shechita. Is that because the Shechita also plays a role in the Kiddush, or is it just a Tznai that has to be there, but the Kiddush is the Zrika? Okay, it's still a question. Period, stop there for a moment. Tosfos on top. Tosfos says, we know from elsewhere that Rav Elazar Rav Shimon holds like his father, kol ha'omed lizrok kizarek dami. Ask Tosfos then. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon requires Zrika, but why should we say that a Zrika Shelo Lishma ruins it? When it's Omed Lizrok, it's Ki'ilu Zarek Dami already. And therefore we should say, it's good! Right after the Shechit is done, it's Omed Lizrok, so you should say it works! Tema Ask Tosfos, Lamali Zrika, Haperakama de Psachim Askinon, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Savala Kavua, Dabar Kol Omed Lizrok Zarek Dami. Tosfos gives two amazing answers. Tosfos' first answer, Tiris Riva. The Riva says, yes, that's true, but you ruined it. You ruined it. Kala Ome Lizra Kizarek Dami, but then, if you do a Zrika Shalom Lishma, that's Posel. That ruins it. That makes it, Tosfos' Lashon is, that makes it into a different carbon. And therefore, fine, before you did anything, maybe you could say Ki'ilu et Zarek, but once you do a Shalol Lishma, that ruins it. That's the first answer of Tosfos. Zrika, Shalol Lishma, Guria Minishpachtan. That's worse than just the blood spilling, where you didn't ruin it. And then Tosfos says, why is it different? And it says towards the end of Tosfos, Yesh Lachalek, to Shalol Lishma, Oker HaKarban, Va'oseyu Karban Acher. Important Lashon, for like the beginning of Zvachim Sugyas. But that is all answer number one of Tosfos. Even though you say Kalami Lizrok here, you ruined it. Answer number two of Tosfos is Inachinami. Inachinami. Inami Hacha Nami Boy Lameimar Vyehe Roy Lizrika. Really, all he needs is Vyehe Roy Lizrika. And once you would have had Roy Lizrika, so then that would be good enough. What exactly is Tosfos? How does he read the Gemara? So look at the Rashid Bukabat says, Os Lamid. Vyizrok Dahacha Ratzalomar Vyakabel Shenire Lizrika. Right, so therefore, what is he saying? How does he read the Gemara? Right, the lashon is that what if you did a Zrika Shalol Lishma? Maybe Tosfos is trying to read that as it would be okay. Right, as long as you had a Kabbalas Hadam appropriate. Maybe the problem, how you read the Gemara here, is it means he had a Kabbalah that was Shalol Lishma. And then it was never Roy Lizrika. But either way, Tosfos has two days here, whether this, principle would apply. The Brisk Rav here, he says, understand, even according to Tosfos, it's kasha. Even sometimes, something that's ra'ui, and what's the whole principle of kala roi la anything, ki'ilu, it's already done. We allow future ability to do something to create a present status. But you're not going to say that when you actually need an action to sanctify.
It's a very big chiddush what Tosfos is saying here, that to apply that here. Kol ha'omer lizra kazarik dami, so why do you ever need to do zrikas adam? So you should never have to do zrika, because it's always kol ha'omer lizra. Of course, it's one of the daven avodos. Kol ha'omer lizra means in terms of certain statuses, but whenever you need an action, it's very difficult to say kol ha'omer lizra. So the Brisker Rav just finds difficulty with Tosfos is all kasha and his application of that principle to our sugya. He says, the kushasam sarach iyun. Sometimes you need a physical action, right? Even if you can have a status to apply kol ha'omer lizra to apply to hilchas kinyanim or to other areas of halacha. Fine, I would say, what's something called in terms of a shvua? Is it called karkor metaltalim when you have kol ha'omer libatzer kibatzer dami? Right? You have grapes that are ready to be cut, to harvest it. So what is it considered? So there's no action that's required to be done. Here there's a mitzvah. It's part of the avoda. So it's a big chiddush for Tosfos, but Tosfos applies it. Tosfos applies it here, and it's a chiddush gadol that they do that. That principle of kol ha'omer lizrok, though, as we know, applies in many areas of halacha. There are many areas of halacha where we say a future action creates and could affect the present status. But kol ha'omer, just that itself, applies in 10 different contexts in halacha. Kol ha'omer liftos kapadu dami, right? If it's omed to be poda. Kol ha'omer lizrok kazarik dami. Kol ha'omer ligazes kigazes dami, in terms of being sheared. Kol ha'omer lisrof kisarif dami, right? In terms of a mitzvah sreifa, kol ha'omer lechatech kechotech dami, anavim omdos libatzer. Right, but then we have other halachos, interesting, that are similar, but you don't use those words. Kituzei mechta shiure, right, by esrog, lo'iluv an esrog. If it's going to be burned, we consider it as if it doesn't have a shear in the present form, because it's kituzei mechta shiure, the principle of hoel that's used on yantif. Erev Tavshilin is allowed. Why? Isn't it Issa Daraisa to cook for after Yantif? Right? If I don't need anything, Hoil v'ichazi la'archim. Since guests might come, so even right now it's considered as if guests are coming. Again, a future possibility impacting present status. And of course, one of the more famous ones, Brera. What's Brera? A future clarification being able to see the roots of that in the past. These are all different, but all Shas topics that have to do with a future event impacting a past Lumafreya. Shtar ha'omer ligvos kugavidami. Machlokas b'Shem Rabbi Hillel in Maseches Sota. Even, so in the Sefer Chakiras, you can ask, Yeish Shalomidas. What's Yeish Shalomidas? I know Yeish is going to happen when he finds out that he lost it, so maybe I could consider it as if it already happened. Again, a future event trying to impact a present status. Matanos shlo hermu kamosha hermu damyan. Matanos, you didn't take off the matanos yet of the Zerah L'Chaim and the Keva. It's kamisha hermu damyan, right? All of these connect to a future point. What about the past? A zika, right? In the Sefer Chakiras, he connects. What's a zika? By yibum. A future yibum or a chalitza impacts right now, creates. That one's a little bit different, but you might see it in this world. But again, all the other ones. Labrera and Yesh Lamidas, Hazmana Milsa. Hazmana, because I prepared this to use as something, so right now it already has a status. Right, or Hazmana for Tachrichin, or Hazmana for anything. Hoel, again, all of these are similar to the Kol Ha'omer, even though, again, each one has its own inner workings, but it's fascinating to think how many principles in Halacha have to do with a future event impacts present status. And just to the Dvar Agada of the day, because we're out of those sugyas. Again, future event impacting, that's the Maharal that we like to quote. The Maharal in Parshas Vayetze. Maharal writes there, Yaakov Avinu sees the Malachim going up and down. Asks Rashi, going up and down? What do you mean up and down? It should be down and up. Malachim hang out in Shemayim, right? They don't, they're not usually on earth. So they should go down and then up. What do you mean up then down? So Rashi quotes, no, it's the Malachi Eretz Yisrael that were leaving him, and the Malachi Chutz La'aretz that were coming down. Right? Because he was on his way out to running away from Esav. Ask the Maharal and the Gerayeh at the end of the Parsha. Because at the end of the Parsha too, the Malachi Chutz La'aretz leave, and the Malach Eretz Yisrael come down. Ask the Maral, why are they leaving already? He's in Yerushalayim. He's in Beit El, wherever he is. He's not at the border yet. Why are the Malachim leaving? Right, they shall leave later, when he gets to the border. Why are they leaving when he has his dream? Answers the Maharal, because our spiritual state is not only totally on position, but on direction. It doesn't only go by where we are, but where we are headed to. If we are headed in a certain direction, says Ke'ilu, we're there already. If we're headed to Chutz La'aretz, it's we're already in Chutz La'aretz. The Malachim are already leaving. If we're headed to Eretz Yisrael, we're already there. Right? That's why the Malachim already leave before he gets to the border. Again, future direction impacting present status in a hashkafic. We use that to explain why Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that we scream out Baruch Shem at the beginning of Yom Kippur and we say it quietly Marv after. Right? After 25 hours in shul, we should scream out Baruch Shem. No, no, no. Where's our head? What are we thinking about? Beginning of Yom Kippur, we're thinking about Yom Kippur. 25 hours later, we're thinking about breaking the fast. Right? And that's why at the beginning of Yom Kippur, we scream it out, because what's our direction, not just what our position is. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, my kadosh ve'eno kadosh. So what is this middle status of kadosh ve'eno kadosh? Meaning, we had a machlokas Rebbe and a blazer Reb Shimon. Rebbe says that you need the shechita, but if you did the zrika shelo lishma, now it's kadosh ve'eno kadosh. So machlokas amoraim, what did Rebbe mean? Abaya Omar Kadosh Veino Gomor. Abaya says exactly as it sounds. It's only semi-kadosh. It's kadosh, but not completely kadosh. Rava Omar Kadosh Veino Nitar. No, Rava says Rebbe only requires shechita. So it's kadosh fully. It's kadosh fully. Veino Nitar. And it is just not mutter to eat. Again, it's fully kadosh because all you require is shechita. Rav Blazer, Rav Shimon requires shechita and zrika, but Rebbe only requires shechita, so it is fully kadosh. For some reason, as we will see, you're not allowed to eat it. My binayu, what's the nafkamina between them? So we're going to go with the opposite pshat of what's written here, because Rashi goes through the girsa that we have and then says it is a shibush gomor. Rashi's lashon. Look at Rashi's in the fifth to last line in the Rashi. Shibush gomor. So we're gonna flip the girsa, which Rashi says is the one that is acceptable. My binayu, iki binayu, limitfes pidyono. The nafkamina between them is, and we'll translate it as Rashi translates it, are you able to be poda'it? Meaning, according to Abaya, it's only partially kadosh. It doesn't have full kadosh asaguf. And therefore, pidyon is still possible. According to Rava, it has full kedushas aguf, so therefore you cannot be poded anymore. That's the nafkamina. La Abaya, toughest pidyono, according to that girsa. According to Abaya, it is possible to be poded because it's not fully kadosh yet. La Rava, lo toughest pidyono. According to Rava, it's not possible because it has full kedushas aguf. Period. Bishlamala Rava, if that's true, according to Rava that says you cannot be poded. I understand the nafkamina, the difference between Rebbe and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says that it's not kadosh, and that's why you can be poded. According to Rebbe, you cannot be poded, according to Rava. So I understand Rava's Rebbe and the nafkamina between Rebbe and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Ela Abaya Ma'ika Ben Rebbe Lura Elazar Rav Shimon. But according to Abaya, even Rebbe holds it's not fully kadosh. So Rav Elazar Rav Shimon also says it's not kadosh. So what's the difference between them? Rebbe says it's partially kadosh. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says it's totally not kadosh. So what's the nafkamina? Can it be nifsal biyotze? Only something that has some kedusha is nifsal if it goes out. So according to Rebbe, even though it only has partial kedusha, it is nifsal if it goes out. So that is why that's the nafkamina between them. Period. There are others the Achronim point out, but that's the one the Gemara mentions. Boy, Minei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Minei Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshachton Lishman Vezarakton Meshalo Lishman, as the Machlokas that we're talking about. You have the Shechita Lishma and the Zrikas Adam Shalo Lishma. So what do we say? We had a Machlokas. Rabbi and Rav Shimon is the Lechem Niskadesh. So the question here is, Halechem, Oso Alechem O Bachila. Are you allowed to eat the bread? Are you allowed to eat that bread? So the Gemara says, Aliba Deman, well, who is this asking according to? E Aliba Dura Blaz Reb Shimon, who says the bread is totally not niskadesh, ha mazriki de bakacha. Therefore, it's for sure not allowed to eat. It was sanctified, kedushas damim, but that's it. So it's stuck. So for sure you can't eat it. And he alibah to Rebbe, bein la baye bein la rava, kadosh vino nidaru. And even according to Rebbe, you can't eat it. Because even according to Rava, it has full kedusha, but you're not allowed to eat it. And therefore, so who is this question? Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, who asked this question, who is he asking according to? According to everybody so far that we've had, you shouldn't be able to eat it. So, Ela Aliba Dahaitana. It's like the following opinion in the Brisa, as we are about to have. The Shita Bukovetzes here asks opposite questions in Oz Dalin. First he asks, how is it possible to say it's usur? If the kfasim are mutter, for sure the bread should be mutter. And he gives an answer to that question. And then he asks the opposite question. How is it possible to say that it's a mutter to eat? Right? If the kfasim did not count as kifse atzeres because it was shlo lishma, for sure it should be like they were lost. So it's interesting that the cheetah asks opposite questions. If it should for sure be usur, or it should for sure be mutter. Okay. Either way, back to the Gemara. El aliba da haitana. But the question about what the status of the bread is, according to the following opinion. So we have two brises before we get to the actual explanation of the question. The shtei alechem that went out between shchita and zrika. And then you did the zrikas hadam with a machsheves pigol chutz lizmanam. So does that affect the bread that went out? And the havamina here right now is the breads are still outside. You did shchita properly, then you brought the bread outside, then you did a zrika with a machsheves pigol. So the bread is kind of nifsal already. So could a machsheves pigol affect bread that was already nifsal? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein balecha mishum pigol. No, there's no pigol. Once it was already nifsal, it can't become pigol. Rabbi Akiva Omer, yesh balecha mishum pigol. Rabbi Akiva says yes. Why? Amar Efsheshes, hani tanoi, karebi sfirluhu, to amar shchita makacha. Both of these opinions hold that shchita is significant, but what's the machlokas? We've had this before. What's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Whether a machsheves pigol will affect bread that went outside? Miu, Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei de Amar, ein zrika mo'elas liyotze. Zrika cannot affect something that already was nifsal outside. Rabbi Akiva l'tamei de Amar zrika mo'elas liyotze. Rabbi Akiva says no. Even if it already went out, right, the zrika can play a significant role, and therefore it can become pigol, even if it already went out. They both hold the shchita already created the kedusha, and now it went outside. And the question is, does the zrika have any effect? Where do we have this machlokas? It's on. We had this in a mishnah in Me'ila, a murei mitzatzan, a murei kashim kalam shiaslof neizrikas damim. If you have a murim, this is now totally a different sugya. But again, quoting the issue of zrika being mo'al yotze, a murei kashim kalam that are supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. If they went out before Zrikas Hadam, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Moalin Bohen, there's no Me'ila. That means the Zrika did not have its effect. The Zrika, by a Murim Kashav Kalam, is supposed to bring it towards Me'ila. Right? Because now, once you do the Zrika, now you burn it on the Mizbeach, so it's subject to Me'ila. But because the Zrika didn't have an effect, it's not subject to Me'ila. And it did not achieve full Kedusha, and therefore it's not subject to all of these psulim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the opposite. The Zrika can still be effective in this case, even though it went out. That is all background. So we have a machlokas tanam about Zrika being moil, a zrika having an effect on something that already went out. It was sanctified, but then it went out of its confines that it's allowed in. So with all backgrounds, now the Gemara says, my. So now we get back to our original question. What's the original question we're trying to figure out? If you have a shchita lishma, then the bread went out. And then you have the zrika, shelo lishma, so can the bread be, or even, I'm sorry, without going out. Without going out, the regular case, right? The case, the original question was kifsi atzer sheshach lishma v'zork tamash shalol lishma. Regular case, you did a shchita lishma, the zrika shalol lishma, or the breads? Can the breads can be eaten? So the Gemara says we're asking according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who says a zrika for yotzei is effective. So now we're about to say maybe even a zrika shalol lishma could be effective. Once Rabbi Akiva says a zrika can be effective even in a problematic case, so too here too. That's the question. My midazrikas pigel kavala lechem bepigel biyotze kibasar, from the fact that zrikas pigel can have an effect on bread that went out, just like it affects the basar. So zrika shalolishma nami shayla lechem. Maybe the zrika shalolishma should also permit the bread. Maybe even although you have problems going on here in the case, maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, just like zrika, a zrika's pigel affects yotze, a zrika shalolishma should affect the bread. O dilma, or do we say no? L'chumra amrinan, l'kula lo amrinan. No. Rabbi Akiva's machmir to say it's pigel. He's not going to be makel to say he can eat the bread. L'chumra amrinan, l'kula lo amrinan. So that's the Gemara's question. Good. Even before we, let's just finish the whole flow and then we'll come back. Maskav la Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, one second. How can you compare that? You think that's really a case of Zrika Moelis Liotze? Umi Maidechi Isnu Avroi Pligi? Question comma. How do we know? Rav Papa asks on this whole suggestion. How do we know that the case of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer is talking about where the bread is still outside? And the issue is whether the Zrika is moel for yotze. Dilma bidisnu avroi to kuliyama lo pligi de ainzrika moel for yotze. Maybe even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if the bread is still outside, it has no effect. Because zrika doesn't affect yotze if it's still yotze. The only question is if it was yotze and then it was brought back in. Ubahadur ailinu pligi. The only issue is where it's brought inside again. The Rebbe Eliezer, Savala Karebi. Rebbe Eliezer holds like Rebbe, De Amar Shchita Makatsha. The Ipsil Hu Biyotze. Rebbe Eliezer holds like Rebbe, that what? That just the Shchita is Makadesh. So here, it was Niskadesh, then it went outside, so it's done! It's puzzle! That's why Pigel can't affect it. It's fully Niskadesh, and then it was Nifsal Biyotze. Rebbe Akiva, Karabaz Reb Shimon. And Rebbe Akiva, you know why Rebbe Akiva says it still has an effect? Because when you brought it out, then brought it back in, he was like, Rav Shimon. It didn't have full kedusha yet. Tamar shchita lo mikdusha, v'lo mifsla biyotze. It wasn't nifsal biyotze, so when you brought it back in, it's like starting again. It didn't have full effect, so don't bring me out. They're not arguing within, you know, whether it's still outside. It was brought back in. So it's not a good model for our question. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Taimai, could you really say that? Could you really say that the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, is exactly the Machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon? Taimai, wait a minute. E Amrit Bishlama, Rabbi Akiva, Karebi, Sphirale. If you say that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi, like we originally thought, the Amar Shchita Makachaluhu, that Shchita is Makadishit, then Hainu to Kamar Rabbi Akiva, the Kachilu Bishchita, that's Rabbi Akiva Svara. It was this Kadesh Bishchita, it went outside, Fiasya Zrika, Kavalu Bepigel. And therefore, once it was this Kadesh, then Zrika could affect it with its pigel. Ela'i Amrit Kerbalazar Reb Shimon Sphirale, but if you're saying, like we were suggesting now, that Rabbi Akiva holds like a Buzzer Reb Shimon, De Amar Zvicha Lo Mikdasha, you're telling me that he holds like Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, who holds? You need the Shchita and the Zrika to sanctify. Here you did the Shchita, it went outside, it came back in, and now you're saying the Zrika? What Zrika are we talking about? We're talking about a Zrika's pigel. Is it Shaykh? Is it possible to say that a Zrika's pigel is going to sanctify the bread? Pigel, Zrika's pigel, mi makacha? You can't say that a Zrika's pigel is going to add sanctity. V'yamarav gidol amarav. Zrika's pigel, einam evia lidei me'ila, ve'einam otziyam idei me'ila. Right? Zrika's pigel doesn't create any sanctity. Right, it can create pigel once you have something that's already sanctified. Einam evia lidei me'ila be'muri kachim kalim, as we said up above. Ve'einam otziyam idei me'ila be'basar kachim kachim, which is supposed to be yotzei midei me'ila by a proper zrika. Right, so says Rav Gidol Amarav, if you have a problematic zrika, like a zrika's pigel, there is no way that that's going to help be mekadesh, something that you're going to try to finish the sanctification of. So it's impossible to say that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, last line. Is that really true what Rav Gidol Amarav says? Vilavi Tosev, Rav Gidol Amarav! Exclamation point, end of the sugya. But don't we know from elsewhere, Gemara Mesechus Me'ila, Daf Gimel. Don't we know that this Shita, without getting into how, this Shita was already rejected. Rav Gidol Amarav. And it's possible to have a Zrika's pigel that imbues with sanctity. So therefore, it says the Gemara, there is no Kasha, and therefore it's possible that Rabbi Akiva is the shita that says it's mata the bread, but it's also possible that it's not, because maybe they're arguing about a case where the bread came back in. We end up without a maskana, meaning la maskana, is this a good raya or not? Unclear, meaning it doesn't have to be, and therefore it's still unclear. The original question of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, it's unclear who he asked that question according to, because maybe it was Rabbi Akiva, and maybe it wasn't Rabbi Akiva, because it's not exactly a parallel case. The Isra of Mi'ila, right, we're talking a lot here about Mi'ila, it's very unique in that if you look in the Rambam, right, if we know there's an Isra of Mi'ila of benefiting illegally from the Beis HaMikdash. So we would think that if you open up a Rambam, if you open up a Chinuch, you open up a Torah, it would say somewhere, don't be Moel from the Beis HaMikdash. In Isra of Mi'ila. We would think that, but it does not say that anywhere in the Torah. It doesn't say, do not benefit illegally from the Beis HaMikdash. And if you look in the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Mi'ila, the Rambam says there are three mitzvahs in Hilchos Mi'ila. One asay and two los asays. What are the two los asays? So what are we waiting for? Benefiting. No. Isra of Giza Vavoda. Right? We know, which applies to many karbanas. Specifically, the Isra of shearing and working kachim, even psuli amukdashim. There's an Isra of Giza Vavoda. What about the Isra of doing any other benefit? It's not counted in Sefer HaMitzvos. Right? The asay is to pay, right? Bring a karban, asham ilos, and pay keren chomesh and asham. Fine. But it's not counted. The first halakha of the Rambam in Hilchos Mi'ila, he says it. Aser lehedyo lehonos mikachi Hashem. It's an aser for a hedyo to get benefit from the base kachi Hashem. Bein midvar makrevim algabei mizbeach, bein mikachi betekabayis. Whether it's kedusha guf or kedusha mizbeach. V'chol anena b'shavet pruta, mikachi Hashem mal. And if I benefit, I am ma'al. I am ma'al. I get some type of an avera. But, and I have to bring a carbon v'chulu. But it does not say anywhere, right, there's no source for an iser, and that's Sarach Ian. Again, we'll have to talk about that when we get up to Mesechas Mi'ila. But there's no Beferish Pasuk, there's no Beferish, it's not in Sefer HaMitzvos. Even in Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Yeches counts the Tashlumin for Mi'ila, it's included in Tashlumin for eating Truma. It's not even unique for the Tashlumin of Mi'ila. Again, that's a big discussion, just to note that it's not Mefurish anywhere, the iser of Mi'ila. The question Achronim ask, or the Hakira that the Achronim bring up, is how much is Mi'ila in Isser unique to Kachim, like Hana'ah from the Beis HaMikdash, or is it more connected to Gezel Hektish? Most assume it's the latter. Reb Elchanan and Reb Chaim and others and Reb Yosef Engel all assume that Reb Yosef Engel brings rayas to both sides. But the other two say that there are rayas that it's Gezel Hektish. We don't have time to go into all of the rayas right now, but there are rayas that it's Gezel Hektish. Well, just one in the sugi in Baba Kama of Zen and of Zelo Chaser, in that sugi trying to prove they bring Mi'ila as one of the rayas. For one way or the other. What does Mi'ila have to do with Zenen of Zelo Chaser? Ben Adam Lachavero. Right? An issue of rentals. So, if it's a monetary issue of Gezel, so it's a special type of Gezel. It's Gezel Hektish. But if it's a Gezel, then at least there's a possibility to compare the cases. Again, there's a lot more there, but let's continue. Says the Gemara. Boy mine Reb Yirmiyah me Reb Zeira. Kivsei atzeres, sheshachtan lishman, va'avad alechem. So, connected to what we were just talking about. Kivsei atzeres, that were shechtu lishma, and then the bread was lost. So, the shechita, you had everything perfectly. But then the bread was lost. Ma'u sheizrog daman, shalo lishman, lahatir basar ba'achila. Find the bread is lost, and there's going to be a problem if you shech these lishma. But maybe, can I be zorik the dam, shalolishma. So then shalolishma, it won't count as the kibsei atzeres, but maybe it'll be good enough to allow me to eat the meat when I'm going to have to throw the meat out. So at least let me, ironically, be zorik the dam shalolishma. So Amar Lei says Reb Zeira, Yesh lecha davar she'ino kasher lishma v'kasher shalolishma? Is there ever anything that is not kosher if you would do it lishma? But it is kosher if you do a shalol lishma. Is there a model for that? The Gemara says, v'lo, what do you mean? It's not true. V'rei Pesach kodem chatzos. What about Pesach, Erev Pesach morning? De'eino kosher lishma. If I shech the carbon Pesach in the morning, right, of the Erev Pesach, lishmo, it's not kosher. It's not the time yet. It's not ben arba'im. V'kosher shlo lishmo. But if I did it l'shem shlamim, it will be okay. So we have a model. So I said, no, haki kamina, this is my surprise. Yesh lecha davar shenir'eh lishmo. Is there anything that used to be kosher if it was done lishmo? V'nidche mi lishmo. And now has been pushed aside from doing it lishmo. V'eino kosher lishmo. V'kosher shlo lishmo. Is that possible? So the Gemara again says, "Velo, what do you mean I have a precedent? Vari Pesach achar zmano. What about Pesach, the week after Pesach? Bishar yemos hashana. Right, that also. It used to be good, but now it's no good anymore, and it only can be kosher l'shmo. So the Gemara again clarifies its wonderment. Hachi kamina. Yesh l'cha davar shenira l'shmo. V'nishcha l'shmo. That's what's added in this stage. V'nidche mi l'shmo. V'eino kosher l'shmo. V'kosher shlo l'shmo. Do you ever have something like that? The Gemara says, well, yeah, v'lo v'hari toda. What about a carbon toda? Carbon toda, right, if it is brought, right, Rashi quotes, as we had earlier, once the, if after it was shechted, the bread falls apart, hadam yizarek l'shem shlamim. Remember, Rashi said that, l'shem shlamim. So what about that? So the Gemara answers, no, that's also not a good precedent. Shiny toda d'rachmana kaya shlamim. Toda is different because it kind of is even a shlamim originally. That's not called shalom l'shmo by shlamim. So the answer to the question is just that we have no precedent. You know, you can't say that you're going to be zorek et shalom l'shmo, even though it's going to save some meat. Remember also, just to end with the idea about once we're talking about Pesach, on Erev Pesach, remember that was really a machlokas tanoim. Carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Is that totally not the zman of the Pesach? That's the machlokes in Zvachim on Dav Yud Aleph Amebeis. That was the machlokes between Ben Beseira and Rabbi Yoshua. Pesach Sheshachto Shachris Barbazar Shalol Lishmo. Remember, if you shachta Pesach Shalol Lishmo on the morning on Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir Kilu Nishchat Beshlosha Asar. Rabbi Yeshua says it's like shachting it yesterday, right? And therefore, it's totally Shalol Lishmo. It's not the time for the Pesach yet. Ben Beseira, we pass like Ben Beseira. Ben Beseira Posel. It's good enough to be considered Zmano to passel it, but it's not considered Bizmano in order to kasher the Karban Pesach. Kilu Nishcha Ben Arabayim. And that's the fascinating sheet of the Ben Beseira, part of the larger sugya of sometimes you could have a Chefzah Shal Mitzvah that exists even before the Zman of the Kiyama Mitzvah is there. Right? A Lulav, a shofar, might have the status of a Lulav and a shofar right when the Yamim Tovim start, even though I can't actually blow the shofar or shake the Lulav until the next morning. But again, the status of an item, the Chefzah Shal Mitzvah, might happen even before. And just one final source, that's the Rav Soloveitchik quote of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Related to that, the Gemara says, Mehera Mashiach of Hashem will come. When we go back, when all of Klal Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael, there will be three mitzvahs to do. Three mitzvahs to do when we go back. And the Gemara says, what mitzvahs? To appoint a king, to destroy Amalek, and to build a Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, in that order, it has to be done. So ask the Rav Soloveitchik, if it's in that order, so why does it say there are three mitzvahs when we come back in to the base to Eretz Yisrael? Right? It's one mitzvah. One must we do the first one, then we'll do the second one. What do you mean three? The answer is no. There can be a conceptual idea of the mitzvah even before the actual time of fulfilling the mitzvah. Right? Just like uses this to explain the Rambam. There's one mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The Ramban says, no, there should be two mitzvahs of Kriyat Shema. No, the Rambam says there's one mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, there's one mitzvah of Karban Tamid, there's one mitzvah of Torahs, right? So what do you mean? There should be two because the times are different. No, it could be when the day starts, there are two mitzvahs of Kriyat Shema, just only one can be performed now, and one is performed later. But it's still conceptually one mitzvah, and both of them are chal at the beginning of the day. Just like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and just like here, when we're talking about Karban Pesach, Machlokes Tanoim, in Zvachim, Daf Yud Aleph, whether the Pesach Zman is only at Chatzos, or maybe even a little bit before. Okay, we'll stop here by Tanur Rabbanan. It could be that the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle. I'm not sure about tomorrow, but either way, we will stop here.